Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, the high-stakes prisoner swap after almost 1,000 days in a Russian gulag. Marine veteran Trevor Reed is heading home to America. Like a scene out of a movie, the prisoner exchange. Trevor Reed held by guards leaving Moscow today. The dramatic footage as he passes the Russian pilot the U.S. government traded for his freedom on a tarmac in Turkey. Tonight, all the details of his release and what it means for the Americans still imprisoned in Russia. Plus, our interview with Trevor Reed's parents.
We'll all be crying, but happy tears.
Putin's threat. The Russian dictator warns he will use nuclear weapons as the Kremlin cuts off gas to parts of Europe. We're on the front lines of the war in Ukraine tonight. Caught on tape, explosive new recordings of Kevin McCarthy, what the House GOP leader said about his own colleagues, and how he's trying to save his political future. Coming out of retirement, we speak to one of the millions of Americans forced to go back to work because of inflation. And today's other top headlines, an unprecedented water shortage emergency, the funeral of Madeleine Albright featuring three presidents, and more than 120,000 pounds of ground beef recalled. Plus, a notorious RBG, how you could own some of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's belongings.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell. Reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday night. Tonight, Marine veteran Trevor Reed is on an airplane on his way back to the United States after a nearly three-year ordeal in a Russian jail. His family tells us Reed will head straight to a Defense Department hospital. We'll have more on our interview with Paula and Joey Reed in just a moment. The prisoner swap was unexpected, especially since tensions between the U.S. and Russia are at the lowest point since the Cold War. In exchange for Reed, the U.S. government freed a Russian pilot convicted of drug smuggling charges. President Biden alluded to his release as a difficult decision. But tonight, there are at least two other Americans in Russian jails. And in a statement celebrating the release of Reed, President Biden said, "We won't stop until Paul Whelan and others join Trevor in the loving arms of family and friends." We've got a lot of news to get to. Let's start with CBS's Weijia Jiang at the White House. Good evening, Weijia.
Good evening, Nora. Trevor Reed's parents credit their personal meeting with President Biden last month right here in Washington for his release, calling it a, quote, tipping point. The White House says this was a deal months in the making and that it was the president himself who broke the good news to the Reed family.
Trevor Reed's parents described the dramatic moment as something you see in the movies. Video released by Russian state media captures their 30-year-old son arriving to Turkey from Moscow. As he crosses a tarmac to board a flight home to America, Reed walks right past Konstantin Yaroshenko, who the U.S. agreed to return in exchange for Reed. The Russian pilot was serving a 20-year prison sentence in Connecticut, convicted of conspiracy to smuggling cocaine into the U.S. In a statement, President Biden said, "The negotiations that allowed us to bring Trevor home required difficult decisions that I do not take lightly."
Our overriding priority here was the safe return of Trevor Reed, knowing not only had he been held against his will for too long, but that his health condition required urgent treatment.
Reed's family said he was coughing up blood multiple times a day, running a fever, and that his lung hurt. The Marine veteran was serving a 9-year prison sentence, accused of assaulting two police officers after a night of heavy drinking in 2019. At least two well-known Americans remain in Russian custody. WNBA star Brittany Griner, who was arrested in February, and Paul Whelan, also a Marine vet accused of espionage, who has been detained since 2018, longer than Reed. His twin brother, David Whelan, said his family is full of emotions.
Disappointment. And perhaps more than disappointment, I would even say, you know, verging towards anger.
Whelan said they found out about Reed's release on TV and that before today, they had not heard from the Biden administration in 3 months.
Do you think the release of Trevor Reed will impact Paul's release in any way, for better or worse?
I think that the U.S. government has a limited number of concessions it's willing to give the Russian government, and it has given up one of them.
But the White House once again reiterated its commitment to bringing both Whelan and Griner home. Asked how the Trevor Reed exchange could have happened during the war in Ukraine when U.S.-Russian relations are so low. Tonight, President Biden says it's because he raised the issues with the Russians 3 months ago. Nora?
Weijia Jiang, thank you. Well, earlier we spoke with Joey and Paula Reed, Trevor's parents, and we asked how their son was doing.
He's doing better. We spoke to him early this morning, right after he got on the plane, and he sounded a little subdued, kind of like he was maybe in shock. And but then we spoke to him, I guess, about an hour ago, and sounded much better. They had got some fluids and food into him.
The world woke up to this news. When did you find out your son would be freed?
We had some indications from the State Department over the last few days that something, you know, might be coming. And then we got the call in the early morning hours today that it was happening.
How was your son treated while he was in this Russian prison?
Well, to our knowledge, he was never tortured. But at the same time, just the conditions, especially the last 8 months when he's been in solitary confinement most of that time, and just the horrible dungeon type of conditions he's been in, and the horrible food. If you saw the video of him getting out of the FSB van today, you could see he's very thin. He looked frail. Police were having to help him walk like he had been walking shackled.
Do you believe that your Oval Office meeting with President Biden helped move this along?
We do. We think that, as we've said all along, you know, the president's a great guy, a honest, caring, compassionate man. And we believe that if we could talk to him and, you know, get some more details to him about Trevor's situation, that he would be moved by that. And apparently he was. And quite frankly, we haven't said this before, but we think President Biden saved our son's life today.
How did he save your son's life?
Got him out of those horrid prison conditions. My son was probably never going to let up. He had made it his mission to, you know, try and not go along with anything they said. And he was paying the price for it. And we feared that that his body would give out before his mind would.
I know you spoke with President Biden this morning. What did you say to the president?
Thank you so much, and we appreciate it. He said he's looking forward to having the four of us back at the White House. And we told him when we saw him, we'd like to give him some big hugs. And he said that he would give us big hugs back.
I know you've made a point to talk about Paul Whelan, another Marine jailed in Russia.
Well, our hearts go out to the Whelan family because we had hoped all along that Trevor and Paul would be brought home together. We kind of had hoped for that. And it didn't happen, and so our hearts are breaking for them. But we're going to still continue to advocate for them and try to bring them home.
What are you going to do when you see your son?
We're just going to get in a big group family hug because we'll all be fighting over who's going to get him first. And then we're just not going to let him go. They're going to have to break us up. And, of course, I'm sure we'll all be crying, but happy tears.
Our interview with Trevor Reed's parents. All right, now to Ukraine. A threat tonight from Vladimir Putin that any country interfering in Ukraine would be met with a, quote, lightning-fast military response, seeming to suggest the use of nuclear weapons. Well, Russia today also halted natural gas deliveries to NATO allies Poland and Bulgaria for refusing to pay in rubles, a move the Europeans called blackmail. CBS's Charlie Daggett traveled to the front lines of the war in eastern Ukraine.
This is the latest frontier against a fierce Russian offensive closing in fast. Special Forces Battalion Commander Ihor Lapin told us his men have faced a barrage of long-range artillery and mortars along this front line. We're told not to reveal our exact location for security reasons, but it's roughly in this territory, west of Popasna, surrounded on three sides by Russian troops.
This freshly dug trench is a fallback position for Ukrainian forces who have been battling a Russian offensive in nearby villages. But it's not just Ukrainian soldiers who are here.
It's nothing that I've experienced before. It's a different type of war.
Different than the war U.S. Marine veteran Joshua Cooper fought in Iraq, because they're the ones outgunned.
What are you expecting in the days and weeks ahead?
I expect that we will put a hurting on the Russians and hopefully deter them from advancing.
But you're at home in Alaska, safe and sound, and you decided, I can't sit here and do this, I've got to go out.
Yeah, Putin is picking a fight with a foe that isn't able to combat them without the assistance of NATO and of other countries, and people willing to stand up and fight.
Former Royal Air Force serviceman Jordan Davis left a five-year-old daughter back home in the UK.
Tough call.
It is a very tough call. I don't know exactly why I chose to leave her. I just knew that there was a calling bigger than something I could rationalize to be here.
When we asked when they're hoping America's promised long-range artillery will arrive here, we were shown a U.S.-supplied Browning machine gun that jams after firing just two shots. They say without more weapons, parts of this region will fall within a week. Charlie Daggett, CBS News, in the eastern Donbass region, Ukraine.
All right, now here to Washington, there's a new round of bombshell leaked recordings of House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy that could threaten his quest to become the next Speaker of the House, as there are new questions tonight about Republican infighting. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is patching up holes in his political future after another leak.
But our members have got to start paying attention to what they say, too, and you can't put up with that type of shit.
In audio recorded days after the January 6th attack and released by the authors of the new book, This Will Not Pass, McCarthy tells colleagues he's worried some House Republicans were endangering others.
Tension is too high. The country is too crazy. I do not want to look back and think we caused something or we missed something and someone got hurt.
McCarthy avoided reporters today while some of his colleagues ignored our questions.
Does Mr. McCarthy still have your support?
The recordings also reveal McCarthy and Republican Whip Steve Scalise criticizing Congressman Matt Gaetz for his attacks on Liz Cheney, who's been the subject of threats.
It's potentially illegal what he's doing.
Well, he's putting people in jeopardy and he doesn't need to be doing this.
Gaetz called McCarthy and Scalise weak men, not leaders.
Mr. Gaetz, do you think he's going to remain conference leader?
The Republican leader weathered a political storm last week when another January 2021 recording surfaced in which he told colleagues he was planning to recommend Donald Trump resign. The audio leaked just hours after McCarthy denied doing so. One of Trump's staunchest backers, his former doctor and now Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson, told CBS News today he still backs McCarthy.
We're not going to let leaked audio tapes to the press pull us apart, and we got bigger things to do, and so we're all on the same page.
At a private meeting of House Republicans today, Kevin McCarthy addressed those leaked phone calls, then called for unity. And from a party that's optimistic it will retake control of the U.S. House next year and make McCarthy Speaker, Kevin McCarthy received a standing ovation. Nora?
Scott McFarlane on the Capitol Hill. Thank you. Well, tonight, a two-year investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department finds a pattern of racial discrimination going back more than a decade. The state investigation was launched after the police killing of George Floyd. Investigators say Minneapolis police stop, search, arrest, and use force against people of color at starkly higher rates than white people. The department says it will work with the city to address a long list of problems. President Biden was joined today by Barack and Michelle Obama, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and dignitaries from both sides of the aisle, paying tribute to America's first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, at her funeral here in Washington. President Biden said freedom had no greater champion than Madeleine Albright. Albright died of cancer last month at the age of 84. I want to turn now to the growing economic pain being felt across the country due to rising inflation. Consumer prices rose 8.5% in March, and nobody is feeling the pain like those on a fixed income, retirees. We've been getting your messages from all over the country on the struggles many retirees are having, including the 1.5 million who have re-entered the job market in just the last year. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
I decided I probably should put on some eyebrows.
Patty Byther just unretired and got ready for her new part-time job.
I thought I was done. I had worked it all out financially that, you know, I could afford it.
What happened?
The economy. Inflation happened. Just kind of overwhelmed me.
With prices soaring, her retirement lasted 10 months.
These are my fuel bills.
In 13 months, it went up $150.
Correct. My safety net is just gone.
We shadowed her on her first day at Hannaford Supermarkets.
Just put your bag on top of there.
Byther, at 66, learned to bag groceries that she now struggles to afford. Byther will train to do the store's books. Only by working can she stop her own accounts from bleeding out.
It's still something I'm mentally processing that, you know, okay, you have to get used to this, that it's going to be the rest of your life.
Hannaford usually hires seniors who want to work part-time. Now they need to.
We certainly hear from folks that come in that, you know, they're struggling.
Would you be surprised if you saw more Patties in the weeks ahead?
When you think of the fixed income and you think about the price of everything going up, that would not surprise me.
After 2 hours, Byther's feet hurt, her back hurt.
When do you see yourself retiring for real?
I don't really see a time when I'll be able to retire again, or entirely again, which is sort of annoying and sad.
Retirement's the last life phase you'll ever start new. Not for Patty Byther. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Brattleboro, Vermont.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Tonight, Southern California is in the grips of what officials call an unprecedented water shortage emergency. Nearly 6 million people in parts of Los Angeles, Ventura, and San Bernardino counties will have their outdoor water usage restricted to just one day a week. That's beginning June 1st, or they're going to face a hefty fine. Reservoirs are running low amid some of the driest conditions on record. Well, tonight, food safety officials want you to check your freezer for recalled beef. More than 120,000 pounds of ground beef products made in New Jersey are being recalled over concerns that it could contain E. coli bacteria. The recalled products have an establishment number, EST46841. That's on the label, and they were made between February 1st and April 8th. All right, tonight history is being made at the International Space Station. The crew of astronauts who blasted off today aboard a SpaceX rocket includes Jessica Watkins, the first black woman to embark on a long-duration space mission. The 33-year-old geologist from Colorado will spend the next 6 months in space. After that, she'll be eligible to begin training for the next missions to the moon. Few Supreme Court justices become household names, and even fewer pop culture icons known by just their initials. The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a.k.a. the notorious RBG, was one of a kind, and now you can own a piece of her history. Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
I like this little vignette because it shows a little bit of everything of hers.
Hers refers to the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and a little bit of everything is up for auction.
So that's her ice bucket.
Yes, absolutely. Everything in these two cabinets belong to the justice.
From Picasso's to the personal, says auction house owner Elizabeth Haney Weinstein.
This was a drawing by her grandson, Bubby of Liberty.
Bubby. Like grandma.
Yes. Everyone knows so much about her judicial career, but this has been a very personal side.
This painting hung in her entryway, her beloved late husband Marty's pots and pans visible on the kitchen wall. This Picasso piece set in the living room. And this print of a caricature from the New York Times that once hung in her chambers brought in nearly $70,000. The proceeds will go to one of Ginsburg's great passions, the Washington National Opera.
What does this tell us about Justice Ginsburg and the person that she was?
That she had a tremendous impact on a wide range of people. And they love her legacy, and they want to hold on to a part of that.
A legacy that endures in the law and support of the arts. Jan Crawford, CBS News, Alexandria, Virginia.
Before we go, we wanted to show you the play of the game last night at Cincinnati's Great American Ballpark. A multitasking dad catches a foul ball with one hand while bottle feeding his baby with the other. His wife was impressed with her husband's quick thinking. Well, the Reds lost the game, but the family went home with an unforgettable souvenir. It was the baby's first game, too. Well, that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell in our nation's capital. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.